This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A Missouri House committee that's been looking into natural disaster response has released a list of recommendations for lawmakers to take up next year. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, one recommendation would give lawmakers more of a say into the use of the state's rainy day fund.
The recommendation calls for setting up a joint House-Senate committee that would have oversight into how rainy day funds are spent for disaster costs. Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholler supports the idea.
Certainly the only time we've accessed it was in the floods in the early to mid-90s. And so at this point, I think we're trying to determine how much local resources are.
The committee vote on recommendations was not unanimous. Democrat Terry Swinger from the Boot Heel says he's concerned an oversight committee could hinder the governor's ability to quickly respond to disasters. Other recommendations would allow health care professionals licensed in other states to assist in Missouri disaster zones and would provide tax breaks for businesses damaged by natural disasters. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has announced that romaine lettuce was the source of the E. coli outbreak that sickened a total of 60 people in 10 states earlier this fall. 37 of those infected were in Missouri. On its website, the CDC says the lettuce came from salad bars from a single grocery store chain, but did not report the name of the chain. Schnucks management has confirmed that it is the chain in question, however. In late October, Schnucks voluntarily removed all suspected food items from its salad bars. The CDC also says that the E. coli contamination came from a single farm and processing facility. The agency says this suggests the contamination occurred before the lettuce reached stores. The CDC says the outbreak appears to be over and consumers do not need to avoid eating any specific food items. Missouri is getting more than $5 million from the federal government to help in the long-term recovery for people hit by tornadoes and flooding. The grant announced Wednesday from the Federal Emergency Management Agency will be available to help people hit by tornadoes in the Joplin and St. Louis areas, as well as flooding along the Mississippi River and in southern Missouri. The $5.3 million will be used by the State Department of Economic Development for case management services intended to help people develop specific plans for their long-term recovery. The grant can be used to provide services until May of 2013. State Senator Brad Lager says he is committed to running for Missouri's lieutenant governor's office, even if it means facing the incumbent, Peter Kinder, in a Republican primary. Lager of Savannah had announced his candidacy for lieutenant governor last month when it appeared Kinder would be running for governor. A few days later, Kinder changed course and instead said he would seek re-election. That prompted Lager to reevaluate his plans. Lager told the Associated Press on Wednesday that he is staying in the lieutenant governor's race because he believes voters want a change in the status quo. He says his campaign will focus on creating a smaller state government and stronger business climates. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.